Jason Myers for the win. Carson Tinker snapped it. Brian Anger will hold it. He kicks it up. This kick is good. This kick is
wow.
A wild finish sent the Jags home happy on Sunday.
The game's meant to be hard and fun, right? And that's what it was, though.
It took the full 60 minutes and a little bit of luck. But a win is a win in the NFL.
Yeah, call it what you want. Whatever.
And winning.
And let me get two taps in the red cup.
Now the Jags turn their attention to the Titans and a night in the national spotlight. Tonight on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And EverBank, are you ready to up your financial game?
Unbelievable the will you have. Some teams build a long time and want that. But that's who you are. It's who you are, man.
Good look at the Jaguars practice field, where literally within the last few seconds the Jaguars have exited after this afternoon's practice, this evening's practice, in preparation for the Tennessee Titans game coming up Thursday night at EverBank Field. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. We're on the roof at Black Sheep in Five Points. Sam Kavaris and Jeff Lagerman with you in a Monday that has an improbable ending to talk about, and you and I have seen a lot of football, and just when you think you've seen it all, that happens.
I've seen a lot of football, but I've never seen a team run a play, okay, where they can't stop the clock in the middle of the field and get another snap off in 14 seconds. That's a first for me.
Yeah, it looked like the Ravens were doing everything they could to convince people that the Jaguars had already lost the game, that the game was over, but the game was not over.
I got to be honest with you now. I literally had taken my headset off. Mm-hmm. And was putting it on the desk because, you know, I got to go down and interview Gus Bradley. So I've got to be on the elevator with the coaches. So I'm thinking that's it, but it wasn't.
Very good. The Jaguars themselves had their practice this evening. So consequently, the president of the club, and that is Mark Lamping, is here with us. Lamping, in his fourth year from Rockhurst, has both a World Series ring and a Super Bowl ring, and also serves as a director for Fulham in now the Champions League. Mark, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here, particularly after a victory.
Yeah, that's something. You were at the game. I mean, you're standing there. Had you given up hope?
No, you never give up hope because we've had a lot of strange things happen this year. None of the strange things have been good.
None of them happened to you, right?
It's benefited the other team, so it's it was a great ending to an interesting day and a well-deserved turn of events, for sure.
How important was this win coming back? I mean, the team's been gone. Well, we've had one home game in 2 months, essentially. And to come back for a two-game homestand, how important was getting a win here?
Well, I think it's huge because just go back to the game at Indy, where we all assumed we were going to win that. Well, going into the game, we didn't know what was going to happen. But, you know, we ended up in a situation where, of course, we thought we were going to win the game, and then we end up losing it. And then we go to New York and probably had every opportunity to win the game and didn't, and go to Baltimore. When you look back over that, at the beginning of the season, if they would have said, you're going to go to Indy, you're going to go to New York, you're going to go to Baltimore, and conceivably win all three of those games, you would have said, the team has turned the corner, you know. But you are what your record says you are.
Mark, you mentioned in London that the fans have outperformed the team, but maybe this is the time where the team is starting to catch up, and that kicks off our top plays. Allen Hurns with seven consecutive games, Jeff, with a touchdown catch.
And he absolutely froze the defender in his tracks on this one to get in the end zone on that five-yard touchdown. And credit Brian Walters now. He had a 3rd and 7 on that drive, which he was able to convert. Blake Bortles did a great job. That was his best drive of the day.
Hurns now with 7 consecutive ones short of the record of 8. He'll have an opportunity Thursday night. We'll see. Allen did travel to Philadelphia today to have a core issue looked at. It was pre-planned. It wasn't something new. But expect him to play Thursday. Allen Robinson with another touchdown catch. And Jaguars receiving core
really is developing as a tandem that Bortles likes to go to either one of these guys.
Well, and I know, Mark, that I've heard you say this before. Offense sells tickets. Well, you got some offense now.
Well, and some young performers that are very exciting. It's a great team to get behind, and hopefully a team that's on the rise.
And I give a lot of credit to Blake Bortles for having some patience there. He had Marquise Lee in the flat, but he waited to the route to develop deep to Allen Robinson for that 15-yard touchdown, which closed the gap in the ball game, 19-14.
And the Jaguars' defense forced some turnovers in the third quarter. This was a point of emphasis all year long, and they said they'd come in bunches.
Well, and Devon House got the recipient of a couple of those bunches. The first two drives, he was the interceptor. The next drive, Avery Jones had a sack, caused fumble, which Tyson Alualu recovered, then you had to muff punt. The problem is that you got four takeaways and you only got 3 points.
Right.
That has to change in the future. That's where you get a game where it's so close at the end of the ball game, to where it becomes a clear victory.
It's one of the things that Gus Bradley talked about today in his press conference, and that's consistency on offense, and that recognizing that Blake Bortles did not have his best game, yet the team still ended up winning, which means the rest of the roster stepped up to make an awful lot of plays. And our Baptist Health game-changing moment, pretty easy to choose. No time on the clock. Send in the rookie kicker and let him kick a 53-yarder.
All right, so, Mark, be honest with me now. Okay, he misses a 26-yarder earlier in the game. Did you have a lot of belief in him at 53?
Well, you know, it's sort of strange, Jeff. I actually did. You know, it's because if you look at his overall record, he's missed some extra points. He's missed a couple short field goals, but he also had that long field goal against Miami. And you know, sometimes people are due, and I think Jason was due. And you know, it was a great time for him to convert a huge field goal.
Mark, one of the things that you said in London was that the success on the field has had no effect on the corporate interest in the Jaguars. But anytime you have a winning team, it seems to create a little bit different atmosphere, doesn't it?
Well, it does for sure, because the entire community feels much better about things. You know, the Jaguars are one of the few entities that really everybody unites behind. And, you know, of course, people are interested in teams that do well. You know, the point I made in London was, you know, people don't make their decision if they're going to support you from a corporate standpoint based solely on wins and losses. If you losing reduces the return on their investment, then they'll no longer support you.
Right.
So, but it's a great day to be a Jaguars fan, and well deserved by our very, very loyal fans.
And tonight, You're building the fan base, no question. And Jeff, this is what they're wearing Thursday night, which I'm sure a lot of people will want to run out and buy.
I like this. I like this color. I don't know if I like it from top to bottom,
pants,
you know, with
with
the socks and everything else. But I love this jersey.
But what? There were some teams that fought against this color rush thing you were saying.
There were a few, obviously, many of the more traditional teams. But, you know, we're always trying to do things different. And we were one of the few teams early on that volunteered to do this. You know, they only picked four games this year. You know, fortunately, we were one of those games. And, you know, we're always trying to do something new. We're a newer franchise in the NFL. And, you know, it's something that we're only wearing one time. And I think it'll be interesting. It's going to look different. But you know what? Maybe it's going to be a great
look different last Thursday with the Jets and the Bills.
And I don't think there's any issues with for the colorblind with this. So that's a good thing. You talk about being bold in one of the teams to be able to, you know, take the initiative to do things like this. The football team certainly been bold in a lot of other categories. There's an important vote coming up with city council. Was it tomorrow?
Next Tuesday.
Next week. We're very fortunate that Chad has a belief to continue to invest in Everbank Field. We don't own it. The city owns it. But make a big investment. That's the way that, you know, we're going to be able to bring about a stable, consistently competitive football team. It's very important to us. So the upgrades to the club, and then creating new revenue streams through the creation of an amphitheater, bring more people downtown. And this multi-purpose building, which will also provide a place for the team to play, you know, when weather's bad. So a lot of good things are happening, and you know, Everbank Field continues to get better and better and better.
How much do you enjoy that aspect of it? Because it's above and beyond football.
Well, you always want to be part of a business that's growing, and our business is growing first and foremost because Chad has a commitment for us to grow, and you know, you always want to be changing. And you want to be doing things better. and you want to be serving your customers better, and all the things that we're doing help achieve those goals.
Mayor Curry said that he expected it to be a partnership, that that the city would have some control over that. You want them to participate. Shad wants to participate. You guys spent a lot of time together in London. That's one of the continuing growing relationships that continues to be such a positive thing, not just for the Jaguars, but for the city of Jacksonville.
Well, it is. Anytime you can put Jacksonville in the same sentence with London, you know, that does great things for the city of Jacksonville. And, you know, again, coming back to Shad, you know, our conversation with the mayor is a pretty good one. Shad says, I'm willing to write a check for $45 million in improvements in a building that I don't own. Now, here's what we'd like you to do as part of that. You own the building. We both have a vested interest for that building to last as long as it possibly can. And, you know, the things we're doing, you know, I think are groundbreaking. And, you know, I know the reaction from our fans has been outstanding. And now as the football team begins to grow as a team, and, you know, there could be some really exciting days ahead.